From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Jack.
And welcome to the Monday edition of
the Lost Podcast.
How are you, Jack?
I'm doing great. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's
Day
to everyone.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. And a happy Lost finale week.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of a little teary-eyed.
It's not so much teary-eyed, but I've had to seclude myself from a lot of the internet because I don't want to get spoiled.
It is tough. I've been kind of spoiled a little bit. Some of the emails I may not answer this week because of the threat of being spoiled. Even though we ask not to be spoiled, some people still send in spoilers. I don't mind the minor ones.
Yeah.
But I don't want the big...
Big reveals.
Big reveals. Come on, guys.
Yeah, there's a couple on there. Well, there's one that I accidentally saw on my Huffington Post blog, Lost blog, and I was like, ah, god dang it. So then I post up on Twitter, I was like, anybody spoiling? I swear to God, I will find you and I will kill you.
And I was a little nicer. I said, hey, guys, come on, please. No spoilers, please.
So yeah, I have been very secluded from a lot of the internets.
It is tough.
So, but we're still here doing the Lost Podcast, putting my spoiler-free self on the line.
And my semi spoiler-free self. Well, you can't help it. Sometimes you open up and you go, oh, okay. I mean, I've had some minor spoilers. People telling me things. I go, oh, okay, that's fine. Some I already knew. I've just been playing stupid.
Yeah.
Which is not a reach. It's not a stretch for me.
Well, we have a listener feedback, Lost tweet back, next on Lost,
the TV
and
show.
Lost in Review.
Yep.
So, Jack, what are you saying to those things?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review time. Got some things to look back from last week's episode.
Back from last week's episode?
Follow the
Are you all right over there?
Yeah, I had like a hiccup. Halfway through, and I had to like pause myself.
Sometimes
and
the whole
go
show
right back into it.
Sounds like a hiccup. One big hiccup.
Well, that's actually Faraday's first explanation on what the time travel was on the island. He said, it's like a hiccup.
Yes.
But then that didn't really work so well, so he had to go into the whole record player.
Right, and the record player kind of... The record player analogy worked for me.
It did it.
It was skipping.
Okay. Well, here's a guy. I mean, they're not necessarily Easter eggs, but some discussions that have been going on the internet. So we've gotten emails and calls like this. First up is people are asking if that ship in a bottle that... I'm sorry, Alpert was working on.
You all right over there?
I don't know what it is, but... Is that the Black Rock? And is that on the Black Rock?
Are the writers trying to say, look, hey, he's from the Black Rock?
I don't know. I mean, that's been kind of like one of the first theories. Like when we saw Albert in kind of the rugged clothes.
Right. That's when it first started. When he met young YB.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it first started.
When
he met YB
for the
first time.
The only time we saw him in kind of the pirate garb.
Yeah, then they brought him back to the casual, the Gap look.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Strange.
But
well, maybe they threw that out there to get us thinking, and then they said, okay, now that we're in your head,
we've thought too much. Now take it away.
Will this be a question that will ever be answered?
I think it might be answered this season finale.
They haven't been to the Black Rock since what, last was it last year when Russo went to get the dynamite? Right, they went to get the dynamite to blow
that
up.
That was season three.
Was that season three
when Russo helped him get the dynamite to blow up the others? That was the season three finale.
I'm just lost.
And I can't remember if they went there in the fourth season or not. But
I don't think they did.
But yeah, so pretty interesting. I think it will be answered, though, this finale. That's what I think.
You think?
Mm-hmm. This is something I actually noticed when I watched it the second time, but I just forgot to say it on the vidcast or other times. But if you look, Widmore is kind of like holding Eloise's stomach a little bit.
Right. A lot of people think that she's pregnant with a young Faraday.
Yeah. What do you think?
Maybe the ultrasound. Maybe we see a little tie. The baby wearing a tie. Maybe that would be a clue.
Maybe. But yeah, I mean, I think it is.
She's definitely pregnant with somebody.
And I think he's like expressing concern because, you know, doesn't
want a caring Richard Widmore.
Richard Widmore? Is that his name now?
No, I'm sorry, Charles Lindmore. There you go. Man, I'm turning into you. You know, I knew when I said it was wrong.
But then you're like, yeah, Richard Widmore.
Richard Widmore.
Good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Now, this is something I didn't see. It. Was this in an email? People were talking about it. But Kate, in the video that Phil and Rosinski were interrogating Sawyer about, I guess it's reminiscent of Bigfoot.
Yeah, we had an email from Mariah that first pointed it out. If you go to a screen cap of Dark UFO and the Get Lost podcast, they have Kate, and she's posing just like the famous picture photo of Bigfoot.
Uh-huh.
Now, the only problem is you look at Kate, look at Bigfoot. They're not twins.
I don't know. Kate is kind of hairy.
Now, I think people hate probably Kate more than they hate Bigfoot.
Well, everyone loves Bigfoot.
Everyone loves Bigfoot? Not if he's ripping your arm off.
Area of the Hendersons, hello.
Worst movie ever. No, but it does kind of look... I wonder if that's what they were going for.
No, I don't...
Isn't it crazy that this show...
I don't think it looks exactly the same. I don't know. I think it's a little...
Well, it just kind of looked like she's looking back.
A little bit, yeah.
What was she looking at?
I don't know, looking behind her, make sure nobody's following her.
Nah, she never did that before.
I don't know. Maybe she's trying to turn
over the new leaf. Was it season two or three? I'm getting my seasons mixed up, where she screwed the whole thing up when Mr. Friendly...
That was season two, The Hunting Party.
The Hunting Party, right, where she screwed everything up. She didn't look back that then, did she?
No.
Kate. I like Kate. I'm just giving her a hard time.
Oh, man. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I noticed some things afterwards. Okay. When Jack's laying there all bloodied after he's been hit in the face with the butt end of the gun.
You did this joke already, didn't you?
No, it's a new joke, though.
Oh, okay.
Richard, I didn't realize this. I didn't see it the first time. This was better. Richard, with Jack looking up all bloody, Richard says to Jack, "Who the bloody hell might you be?" Now, he's laying there with his face all bloody. Really? Do we have to have the... There was two bloody jokes with Jack's face all bloody. She said...
So do you think it was on purpose then?
I think it's on purpose. He's bleeding. Ellie said the same thing with Jack's face bleeding. And Richard said this. Charles said the same thing.
You said before, Rich. I was like, wait, I don't think Rich... When did Richard gain...
Oh, just... I'm on medication.
British slang.
From the Black Rock. Hurley said 1931, not 1941.
Yeah, good job there, buddy.
I wish we would have gotten an email correcting us on this.
If I could count the tweets...
Count the tweets. Hey, you know, I don't mind. Uh-huh. You know, we're not above, you know, making a mistake. If we make a mistake, I don't mind being called out. But if you start the email by, like, on Sunday, like today, saying, I don't know if anyone's told you this or not yet, but Hurley said 1931, not 1940. You're probably not the first one. But go ahead and send your emails. We don't care. You know, it dawned on me when I was wrong.
What?
That night I was watching the season finale of Scrubs. I had it on DVR.
Uh-huh.
And about halfway through Scrubs, I went... Well, that can't be right. Couldn't have been 19. So I had to stop Scrubs. I went back and watched that scene. I go, ah, we're going to get some. And that was all my fault. I apologize.
Yeah, thanks.
I cannot blame anyone but me. I hate when that happens, too, because it's great when you have an out saying.
You have no fall guy.
Yeah, no, it was me. I on my notes, says 1941.
Yeah, it was all.
And my wife goes, well, I knew it was 1931. You just want to make that joke about the 1940. I go, it never crossed my mind until we were talking about the podcast.
See, it's all about jokes for you. It's not about the seriousness of the great grandeur that is lost.
Yeah, it's just all about the... the next one, it's not about that. And then when Jack was about ready to jump into the... to swim into the tunnels, Ellie goes, now take a deep breath. I mean... Come on. Did she really have to tell him take a deep breath? Was he going to jump up with his mouth open, swimming?
I think she just emphasized the fact it's going to be longer than you think it will be. Like Jack said when he came out, I was like, that was longer than I thought it would be.
Come on. He's a doctor. You wouldn't have to... Would I have to tell you take a deep breath?
I'm a doctor, not a diver.
Would I have to tell you to take a deep... Would you have to tell anyone to take a deep breath?
I don't know. I think it's just like one of those things like... It's just like you say it, but it's like it goes without saying, but you say it anyway.
You know, I still think this show would be better if it was on
it's
HBO.
It's like saying, like, if you're going to do a show, good luck on the show.
Break
like
a leg.
Court. Yeah, I mean, it's just like you say it. It's known already. But
What if this was HBO? Jack would just have been like an episode of Deadwood.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine Swearinger telling him to take a deep breath? What would have come out of his mouth? Picture that with Jack.
I don't want to picture that.
Just use your imagination.
I don't want to.
All right, going to the tunnels.
To the tunnels.
Who built them?
Whatever people built the temple. I mean, that goes in hand in hand there.
And there's another group at the temple. Could that be our other Cindy and the kids?
Possibly.
Richard said that. you know, when they were gone on the sub, when on the submarine, Juliet's handcuffed and Sawyer's handcuffed,
mm-hmm.
and Kate comes down handcuffed. How come they weren't drugged to have to go on the sub?
Actually, there was a tweet about that, I think. Or a call about that,
because I've always said that that sub ride was
yep.
was fake back when Juliet took it. So I think it's starting to come that, you know, maybe I was right about something. Why did they have Jughead covered with a blanket?
Keep it warm.
Was it like a security blanket? You'll be okay. You'll be okay.
I don't know, just to hide it or something.
To hide it. I think if you make it down that far, oh, don't look under there. There's nothing there. It's maybe, covered by a blanket.
Maybe it's like a lead blanket.
A lead blanket. She had no trouble pulling the thing off. Or whoever pulled it off had no trouble.
It's a high-tech lead blanket.
I go, well, why would you cover it?
I don't know. Well,
you don't want it to get dirty? You can't have a dirty bomb.
Those things they use for like when you get x-rays, those aren't that heavy.
Yeah, but they're pretty heavy, and they're only like... like a foot, 2 feet wide by 2 feet.
So it's a thin lead blanket.
Okay.
That's going to be my new band name, Lead Blanket.
Lead Blanket. It just cracked me up. I go, why would you have that covered? Am I being too nitpicky?
Because then it adds more suspense. Just like, ooh, reveal. It's the
Jughead. Well, we knew it was down there.
You know, why do you got to be so nitpicky?
Well, you know what? Next time, have it like a ribbon. And you're cutting the ribbon going, it's the new Jughead. Well, that's all I have from last week's episode.
All right, so that was last week's. Why don't we get into...
And again, I apologize for saying... Yeah, I guess thanks. It wouldn't have been so bad if we went on for this.
You went on for like 20 minutes about night with... If Hurley was thinking about 1941.
The movie. I know. So I guess I was wrong. You know, once in a while it happens. You know, once in a while it happens. You know, I've been wrong. I'm not afraid to admit I was wrong. No. You know, a couple of my theories have not... come out, have not happened. I think what we've done, like 90 something theories.
Oh, it's more than 90. I don't know what we really should
and
go back
and maybe two have been like borderline not being right. So,
oh man, all right. So let's get into next on Lost. Remember,
the TV show.
This is going to have the synopsis for the next episode.
But... and I'll give my theory that I was going to give last week, but couldn't because it was kind of spoilerish.
Yeah, but remember, they're light spoilers because I hate spoilers myself. I don't want to see anything, so it's not going to be anything too crazy. But if you even want to be insanely,
if you don't
pure,
even want to know what happened in the previews,
spoiler free, skip ahead to the listener feedback.
I don't know
section.
How people can go without watching the previews.
I don't know either.
It just I've started looking for them online.
Well, I think they just turn away and not look.
Well, I know that, but I rewind it and watch it again.
Oh,
guys. I've got problems.
All right, here's next on Lost.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost, the TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. Maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days. Next on Lost. La 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 Lost.
Hey, that's the last time I have to listen to this song for about a year, about 9 months.
Wow, that's right, huh? I didn't even think about that.
Because next week we'll do a podcast, but there won't be next on Lost.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, we should have remind me. Well, the 100 was yesterday, right?
Yeah, there's a phone call about it.
I didn't see it.
Yeah,
I forgot all about it.
Yep.
And I wrote it down to watch it. Bummer.
Anywho, all right, this is the official episode.
We're talking about the episode
Ace of Cakes.
So
this episode is titled The Incident.
The Incident.
And parts 1 and 2. It's a 2-hour episode.
So what is this about?
The Incident, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Jack's decision to put a plan in action in order to set things right on the island is met with some strong resistance by those close to him. And Locke assigns Ben a difficult task on the season finale of Lost.
Now, what would that task be?
Killing Jacob.
Why would that be difficult for Ben? He kills all the time.
Well, how do you kill something you can't see? I mean, it's tougher.
Well, you swing your arms around. You just keep shooting.
All right, this is a huge guest starring list. So let's get straight into this.
All right.
All right. L. Scott Caldwell as Rose. Sam Anderson as Bernard. So there you go. We're going to see them.
Yeah, big deal. I just kind of lost the steam. I just don't, you know. Whatever.
All right. John Terry as Christian Shepherd.
Oh, I like John Terry.
Nestor Carbonell as Richard Alpert.
I think next year we need to work on getting him his starring role.
If he survives the finale.
Oh, I forgot about that. Well, we know he survives because he said he saw everyone die.
That's true, but we could go past the point of the incident.
Man, the show gives me a headache.
Wait. No.
Yes?
He could die in the future, the present.
But he was already there in the present.
No, I'm saying...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You're talking about him being in the past.
Right.
He's in the present. Now he can die in the present.
Maybe that's who Ben's going to kill, is Richard.
Possibly.
Or maybe take his eyeliner away and he'll be afraid to come on camera. Jeff, I'm kidding.
Jeff Fahey as Frank Lapidus.
All right, Frank.
Francis Chow as Dr. Pierre Chang.
Cool.
Patrick Fischler as Phil.
Boo. Boo.
Eric Lang as Rudzinski.
Boo.
Zuleika Robinson as Lana.
Boo.
Brad William Hinkey as Brahm. Or Bram.
Bram, I think it is.
People ask me why I say Brahm. I think it's like Johannes Brahms.
Why do you say Brahm?
That's why. Let's see.
Stupid.
John Grease as Roger Linus. Alice Evans as younger Eloise Hawkins. Andrea Gabriel as Noor Nadia Abed Yassim.
Gabrielle? Wasn't she the...
No, that's the person's name.
Oh, Andrea, okay.
Gabriel.
I was thinking season one.
You're getting too excited over there. Kevin Chapman as Mitch.
Mitch. Now, Mitch was the guy Sawyer called Nemo.
Mark Pellegrino as man number one.
I can play that part.
Titus Welliver as man number two.
I always like the name Titus.
Emily Ray Argenti as young Kate.
Young Kate.
Mm-hmm. Tanner McGuire as young Tom. Is this going to be a Kate flashback episode?
It wasn't Tom.
That's the boy that, the guy that she killed.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, her friend. Well, she didn't kill him. Just reckless driving.
George Gertie's as Mr. Springer.
Jerry Springer.
Agnes Quack as Aunt Sue.
Aunt Sue.
Amy Stewart as Mother. Riley Fansler as young Juliet.
What? All right, this is... All right, I don't like the direction this show is going. This is going before...
Lost Babies.
That's what it's be like the Cabbage... What's that show?
Muppet Babies.
Not Muppet Babies. What's that show with the Rugrats?
Oh, Rugrats.
It'll be the Rugrats the early years.
Lost years.
What? Doesn't that look like the direction they're going?
I was thinking more Muppet Babies. But...
They blow out the bomb, and then we all go back to... The next season will be them getting their diapers changed.
Savannah Latham as young Rachel. William Kozak as Captain Bird.
Captain Bird.
Daniel James Kunkel as anesthesiologist. Sonia Masinovsky as Russian nurse.
Russian nurse. So who's getting operated on?
I don't know. Keegan Booz as young Sawyer.
I don't know. I do not like the direction this show is. Is this what they're going?
Colby French as Uncle Doug.
Uncle Doug.
John Pete as prison clerk.
Prison clerk.
Michael Trisler as father.
Now, prison clerk, could that be Hurley? And we'll find out who visited him at the prison.
Sally Davis as woman, and Adam Bazzi as cab driver.
Wow. So we got a young Sawyer, a young Kate, and a young Juliet.
So I guess they're going to flash back from their sub days.
Now, are we going to see a flashback of young Kate, young Sawyer, and young Juliet? They were on a playground once together.
And the triangle started then.
And that's when it started? Is that what we're going to see? Because that's all the young ones we saw, right?
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be more of a, like, one will flashback, the other will flashback, and the other will flashback, maybe.
Okay.
Or, like, they'll look in a mirror and see their young selves.
Or, hate to say this.
Or they'll revert into young selves.
Or they're dying, and you always see your life flashes before your eyes. And Sawyer, Kate, and Juliet are going to die in this episode.
Maybe.
And that's what we're going to see.
This was written by Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse and longtime Lost director Jack Bender.
Wow. So the big guns are coming out
for this episode. So, looks pretty good.
All right. Do you want my quick crack about the redhead?
Yes, you did. Sure.
That either Chang or Horace gave Kate a key to the handcuffs. And she's going to unhook themselves. They're going to take and commandeer the sub, and that's how they get back on the island. That was my theory until we saw the previews, which shows them all on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. I didn't like that
either. I said, why are you... So I had to cross everything off. I said, why... that's nice. Why are you doing that?
Uh-huh.
Why are you showing this? Why would you show those previews? You see them going off in the sub.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people didn't like the graphics on the sub.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I'm like, it's a TV show, guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not that bad.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
What are you supposed to spend millions to get a real sub? And anyway, but that was my theory.
There were some graphics on the Wolverine movie that weren't as good as that.
But you know, people are saying are probably saying, "Oh, I wasn't too spoiled." But if I said something like that, then you know. Anyway,
all right.
That's why I didn't say it.
Should be very good. 2 hours and should be a fun podcast to record.
Yeah, a recap will be about 6 hours.
And so, Jack, you ready for some listener feedback?
You think so? Who do you think is going to die?
Remember, I said Juliet back in the day.
You did say Juliet.
So I'm going to stick with Juliet.
But I wonder if they got their young.
And I have a gut feeling that Richard's going to die.
Really? We have the three young ones. I wonder if that's a. But I don't see them killing off Sawyer.
And in the variable, they kind of foreshadowed maybe Kate being killed.
Yeah. And there's been rumors out there that she's once off the show. She's denied it, but.
I always deny it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like I didn't deny that I'm not trying to leave this show.
Yeah. Well, why would you?
All right. Let's get into listener feedback.
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right. So listener feedback time. Got a lot of great calls, emails, and tweetbacks to get into.
We had some emails about people sending us an article from Eric Lane, who plays Rosinski.
Uh-huh.
I'll post that on the message board. If I forget, I apologize, but I'm going to do that sometime today.
All right.
Pretty good article.
All right. So let's get in the first set of calls here. Jack, are you ready?
Do it.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Jim, Jack, this is Gideon from Delaware. I was just thinking about the last episode, and I have a theory that I don't really think it's true, but I'll just put it out there. Is it possible that Richard Alpert is the bad guy in this show? I think that we've seen a lot of different people that we thought were bad guys, but turns out they aren't. Like Widmore, for example, isn't necessarily a bad guy. You know, he was set up to be so for about 2 seasons, so with Ben. But as far as we've seen, Richard Alpert is a good guy. I think that would be a really interesting twist if it turned out that he's actually the antagonist in this show. Just let me know what you guys think about it, and keep up the great work. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jared in Boise. Great show. Hey, I've been thinking about the episode over the last couple days, and I think we now know why Miles' mom was dying of cancer. She had been living on top of an H-bomb for however long she was on the island. And I wonder, I can't quite remember, but I wonder if there are any other references of any other Dharma people dying of cancer, of having issues like that because of the H-bomb. So anyway, just a little insight. Didn't know if anybody else has already brought that up or not, but great show. Look forward to the next final episode for the season and then the long drought until it starts up again. Thanks a lot. See you, bye.
Hey, guys. This is Lox Barber calling you from sunny Texas. I've got it all figured out for you now. You see, actually, it's the incident that Richard sees everybody die in. But that same incident is what's going to transport our losties back out of the 70s to modern times so they can do battle with our new group next season. And because that'll also help get the others camp back to normal, so I guess teenage to 20-something Ben can express his teen angst and kill his father. Because if you look back at that episode, they all still seem pretty happy-go-lucky and the like. So we know that definitely that the bomb doesn't kill the DI or finish anybody off. So just throwing that out there for you guys, and hope all is well. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Lox Barber. Must be hurting for money.
Or it must be the easiest job ever.
Can you just trim a little off the top? So is that what the incident's going to be, that they're going to when Richard sees them, he thinks they're dead, but they have actually flashed?
That's what I think, and that's what I thought when Faraday first came back and started talking about the incident. That he was like, this is how we're going to get everybody back together, is that we're going to use the incident to somehow propel ourselves back into the present time.
You never know. Will they do battle with Alana's group? Is that what's going on?
I think that's setting up next season.
next season. That's so that'll what be I think. The final battle who to see who controls the island?
Yeah, it'll be next season. That's what I think.
All right, I can live with that. And then Jared, Miles' mom developed cancer because she was sitting on top of an H-bomb. But if you remember correctly early in the show, the H-bomb was covered. So
with a lead blanket.
With a lead blanket, Jay said. So I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Is there a direct relation? I mean, cancer has been shown a lot on the show before.
Well, you know, if that's the case, then Rose, what? Rose developed cancer because she was sitting there when she was in the Dharma Initiative. What do you think?
I don't know. We haven't seen her in any kind of Dharma situation yet.
Now, what if she said, if we ever see her again?
Okay.
Ever. What if she says, I was over there for a while, but I couldn't deal with the way they were storing the peanuts. And they wouldn't put me in control. Cause,
I don't know.
Maybe she just couldn't get along with Horace.
Possibly.
But have we seen anyone else with who else has had cancer? I mean, I know there's other people on.
Juliet's sister.
Didn't Kate's mom have cancer?
Kate's mom was dying.
Yeah, who some believe was Annie. So I don't know. I'm just joking. I don't. Obviously,
you're joking about cancer.
No, I'm joking about Rose. I wouldn't joke about cancer. But you know, he threw me off. Why would I joke about cancer? I wouldn't joke about cancer. Anyway, so Gideon. So what if Richard Alpert turned out
is the bad guy? I like Richard Alpert.
I really like that a lot because for so long we go, you know, he's the casual guy, you know, the guy who goes.
Hey. But he's actually the guy pulling the strings.
Pulling the strings. What if Richard Alpert is related to Jake? What if they're brothers?
Yeah, that's what you were saying earlier.
Yeah, I think they're brothers.
All right.
What if we find Jacob and he's got eyeliner on?
Nestor Carbonell has said that is his natural.
I know. I'm just kidding, Nestor.
Jorge said that he looked in close and Sasha says he has thick eyelashes.
I would never argue with Jorge.
So why are you being all?
Because I like to be I like to argue.
You're an argumentative person.
Yes, I'm very negative. Well, I've heard. No, I'm just kidding. That would be cool. I think that Richard Alpert might be Jacob's brother.
Okay.
Right. He's the younger guy. He's the little brother.
Uh-huh.
He has to go out and do all the dirty work. He has to hang around
and
all these people.
And he didn't once go like, you go do it for a change.
But he did say, okay, you know, you're wearing these rags and stuff like that. But now, all right, we're going to get you some cool clothes. How about that? Jacob said, okay, we'll get you some cool clothes.
Oh, man.
What do you think?
Yeah.
No?
Anywho, you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Jay and Jack, hi. This is Wynn from Denton, Texas. Just calling with a little theory, a little research. A couple podcasts ago, someone called in and said that it was physically impossible for Charles Widmore and the younger Eloise Hawking to be the father of Daniel Faraday because of eye color, differences in eye color, and how they could not have a child whose eyes were not blue. And there was a little bit of debate about whether or not this was just an oversight on Darlton's part or what. I did a little research and looked at the IMDb of Alice Evans, who plays the younger Eloise Hawkins. My wife, Kate, aptly noticed that she seems to be wearing contacts in the episode, Follow the Leader, which would indicate that this was something that the producers were paying attention to. And sure enough, on her IMDb, she has dark green, brownish hue eyes. It's not even close to blue. So intentional, I think so. What does this mean? Richard Alpert is the father of Daniel Faraday, not Charles Widmore. That's our theory, and I think we're sticking to it. Anyway, thanks for the podcast. It's great. Love to hear what you have to say about it. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, guys. Love the podcast. Thought I should call in because I've got the theory that's going to end all theories for how this season's going to end. By the way, this is Chris from Normal, and this is not a spoiler because I don't have any inside knowledge, but I think this is how it's going to happen. They are going to be successful. They are going to detonate the bomb. It's not going to destroy the island, but you won't know that until later. What's going to happen, though, is as soon as you see the bomb go off, they're going to cut to everybody boarding the plane back in 2004. No one knows each other. They're going to be flying over the ocean. All of a sudden, things will start to get a little turbulent. They will be over the island, and then all the memories are going to come back, and they're going to say, wait, and then it's going to cut to black, and they'll be lost, and that'll be the end of the season. And then next year, we'll find out how they course correct to all get back or to fix or to do whatever it is that they were always meant to do. But it's going to change the past, but it's not going to change the past. The bomb will be successful, but it won't be successful. The island is going to bring them back. So, anyway, that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Thanks, guys. It's been a great season.
Hey, guys, it's Patrick Laberto, your buddy from JAG, calling. Otherwise, Lost-wise, these episodes are amazing. I wanted to ask if anyone, you know, what are the theories on these tunnels that we saw? All of a sudden we're, you know, aware of all of these huge tunnels under the island, and, you know, obviously this is how Smokey gets around, and just it's a huge complex of stuff going on down there, and I thought that, you know, it was really interesting, and they really didn't talk too much about the history of it. Just interested in what you guys have to say about that. The other thing I was thinking about is, you know, Charlotte Staples Lewis, the C.S. Lewis, and the lamppost station being, you know, allowing them to get there to the island. And she has an English accent. I think someone called in and said, you know, the three people who have English accents are Charlotte and Mrs. What's her name? You know, and oh, gosh, what is his name? This is horrible. Anyways, you know where I'm going with this. Who is her mom? Mrs. King, I think, is her mom. Anyway, talk with you soon. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Patrick Laberto.
From JAG.
Yes.
He played Bud.
Bud.
That was what your mom's favorite character.
Uh-huh.
Next to, well, Harm. She loved Harm.
I wonder if we'll have to ask him if he's going to Comic-Con this year.
Yeah, because your mom was so upset when he steps on a landmine in Afghanistan. I think it was Afghanistan and... You know, you see him blow up. And
I remember that finale. That was
your mom
scary
goes,
finale.
If they kill off Bud, I'm done. I'm done. And your mom was serious. You know, she was done with the show. But well, I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
It's a spoiler.
I think I did just a second ago. But that's all right.
He came back. So I think we did see, because I didn't notice it first.
Well, we've seen her walking away with Charlotte, walking away with her mom.
Some lady with bright red hair. Could it be that Widmore is Charlotte's dad, though?
Possibly.
And that would make Faraday...
Seems Widmore, from his accusations, have been he's been around. If
yeah, he right. has been around. He cares about Ellie, but he cares a little bit more about himself. So what do you think?
I mean, possibly.
Will we ever find out? Because that was a thing we had earlier in the season. We were going, who's her parents? And it was
I think the producers and writers might be done with Charlotte, the character.
You think so?
I think...
We're just done. She's on the sub, and we're not... But what if the sub turns around and comes back?
Maybe, but I don't know. I think as far as like that story, I don't think there's much left in it. Personally, I don't think there's...
So you're done with Charlotte?
I'm not so much done with Charlotte, just like I don't think there's much left.
All right. Now, what about the tunnels? Now, the tunnels, I mean, people have been theorizing for a long time there could be tunnels under the, underground, because how do the others get around so fast? I mean, how did they, that one time, the hunting party, how did they show up without Kate or anybody noticing they were being followed? Also, remember the torches came up?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how did that happen?
Well, the torches didn't like pop up out of the ground.
No, I'm saying, but maybe there's tunnels and they came up and they, you know, they come up through a door and then they circle around.
Yeah, and that's probably why the sonic fences don't apply to the others, because they just go under them.
But these tunnels, who built, did the others build the tunnels?
Did I
build the tunnels, or were they built there from the ancient
Group of people there, and the others are probably partially descendants of the ancients that were on the island that built the temples.
Well, that was one thing everyone always, and I think another 48 days, was another 48 days, or they, no, what was
which
the,
one?
What was the one with the start of season two where Ethan and Goodwin were able to get to the wreck so fast?
Oh, that was the start of season three.
Was it the start of season three?
Yeah, where they show them in the other town, New Otherton. Where Juliet comes out, the downtown song.
Right, and they say, Ethan, yeah, go, Goodwin, go. And they were there so fast.
Yeah.
Well, how did they get there so fast? Was there could be tunnels.
Yep. That was that when that series first started.
Yeah, people say, well, there has to be tunnels underground because they
run to these areas so quickly.
Do you think we'll find out more?
What, that's what they use?
We find out there's more tunnels under the ground.
I think it just goes without saying now there is tunnels.
That was another theory, too. People had to do on the food drop, because we've never found out an answer on how the food drop.
Why the food drop continued.
Why did it continue? How did it happen? Maybe it came from underground. I don't know.
I don't think it came from underground.
No, but we always said, well, how did they not see it fall out of the sky?
It was nighttime.
Was it nighttime? It was during the day.
No, they found it at night.
No, but... All right, I'm done with you.
it's true. They found it at night.
I know they found it at night, but it dropped probably during the day.
Remember, Jack was all like, I'm going to head back to the hatch, and then Kate was like, I need a shower. So they would go back together.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was at night.
All right. You might be right.
I think that was the end of lockdown, because that's when they bring back the idea of Henry Gale.
Right, and then everyone said, like, well, maybe...
You would have seen the grave. You would have seen how many times...
Well, remember, everyone had said maybe Ben had typed something in the computer that authorized the drop of the food or something like that. But
in the lockdown?
But it was never explained.
Mm-hmm.
We're still getting emails on it.
Mm.
This drives me crazy. I'd like a few things for the season. I think that's one thing. We got one more season.
Well,
left.
Season 5 has answered a lot of stuff from season 2, so we may get that answer.
All right.
Anywho.
All right. And Chris, detonating the bomb, and then we'll see them on the plane, boarding the plane.
No. I'm going to say no.
No, that's not going to happen. No, that's not.
I do not think it's going to happen.
Or what if it does happen? Are you done with Lost?
No, but I still think it's going to happen.
I mean, how would they go from there, though? I don't get it.
Exactly.
They're on a plane, and then they'd remember as they're flying over that this is what's.
And then Locke would be like, no!
Then what would happen, though? Then the pilot from, he's now on Heroes.
Oh, Greg Grunberg?
Right, so he would have to leave what? He'd have to leave the show Heroes?
I think he may want to.
Well, it's just crazy. They can go any direction on this. Uh-huh. We don't know. And then when that Richard Alpert is Daniel Faraday's father. What do you think?
That's not a bad theory.
He does. They did seem pretty cozy and. But you know, would Richard put up with that though?
What put up with what?
Richard Alpert. What? I keep saying that. Charlie. Wait,
again, Lord.
Stuck. God.
It's like me calling Faraday Miles.
Yeah, you did that over and over again. So, would Charles
there you go.
Put like, up with... I guess Richard would be okay with that, wouldn't he? Which, God. Guys, I'm telling you right now, don't get old. Would Charles put up with Richard in that situation? I don't know. I need to go home.
Want to get some emails?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I like the theory, though.
Let's see here. Jack, when did Locke find out that the smoke monster said if Ben tried to kill Locke, smoke monster would kill Ben? I thought Ben kept that to himself. Also, an unimportant bit of info. I thought I saw Widmore put his hand on Eloise's stomach, pregnant or not.
Yeah, with Richards or Charles or Richard.
I think she is pregnant with good old Faraday.
Faraday. The island told him. The island speaks to Locke.
Exactly.
So if the island speaks, if you truly believe the island speaks to Locke, I'm sure that's the first thing the island's going to tell you.
What does the island sound like? What kind of, does it sound British?
Maybe it does.
Or does it sound like Hal from Doesn't Want Space Odyssey?
Maybe. You never know. But would you think that would be the case that the island would tell Locke what's going on?
I don't know.
Thanks. All right. This one's from Martha.
You that long to read, Martha?
I can't see. I'm sorry. I can't see. Shoot me now. Could Kate be more of a third wheel? Tonight marked the first time I cried in an episode because a character did not get killed.
Wow.
Darn Saeed. Phil and Rosinski are both putting forth... Oh, I can't read that. Sorry. Has some words that we've said that we wouldn't read on this.
Oh, okay, all right.
Let me rephrase. Phil and Rosinski are both putting forth a effort to be not very nice on the island. My head hurts after tonight's episode. My head hurts right now.
All right.
Not because your email, Martha, because I'm out of it.
Annie from Ohio. You know, we should do like a Jay and Jack convention in Ohio because I think most of our listeners are from Ohio.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see. Jack is going to hate if this one ends up being right. Follow the leader left me with a strong feeling that Locke has been manipulating everyone, especially Ben, from the beginning. If that's true, then Locke's a lot smarter than Jack has ever given him credit for. Resurrected Locke told Richard Alpert to tell time-skipping Locke that he'll have to die and bring everyone back to the island. A complete self-fulfilling prophecy. What else has Locke done to manipulate the past? Maybe he created the idea of Jacob so Locke could someday show his ultimate leadership by killing the keeper of the island. The possibilities are pretty much endless. Annie from Ohio.
So Locke is smarter than I've given him credit for.
You don't give much credit to anybody.
Hold on a second. Did you hear the last episode? Who was giving kudos to Locke the whole time?
Because people are starting
if you're gonna say this is from Locke from the whole
pitchfork.
We've seen Locke's backstory. You're not telling me Locke's been planning this since he was 6.
I think so.
Did Locke start when he first met Richard Alpert?
Uh huh.
I was thinking Charles Widmore. So when he first met Richard Alpert,
mm-hmm.
he started his games. He started his mind games back then when he was 4 or 5.
I don't know.
But
come on.
And when he was in high school, he started his games there. When he was at the box company, he started his game there. When he was with Locke, when he was with his dad Anthony Cooper. He started
his
games there.
I'm saying once he got to the
maybe island. Once he got to the island and the island told, okay, I could go
that's
with that.
That's what I think she's the theory is.
All right. I'm cool with that.
Jerk.
I'm just having a bad day.
All right.
This one's from Dice. Okay. I think Locke is Jacob, and here's why. Locke told all of his people to follow him and go meet Jacob. And he told Richard that they're going to kill Jacob. Oh, wait. No, he told
Ben.
Ben, but
he's just going to call everybody Richard?
No, that wasn't me. The email says Richard.
So then Richard told Richard they should go kill Richard.
I think Richard should come kill me. No, it does say I. It's not me. It wasn't me this time.
Okay, all right.
Throw me off. On a previous episode, Walt told Locke that he had a dream that he would had died and a bunch of people had killed him. So far, we have not seen this happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think once they show up where well, Jacob
a
is...
A bunch of people surrounding you...
Am I reading?
I'm correcting.
Are you interrupting me?
Okay, all right, I'm sorry.
You can correct it after I'm done reading.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Jeez. Gotta have more airtime. But I think once they show up
that's
where
exactly
there's Jacob,
what I want.
It's going to turn out to be Locke. So he's what he's saying is Locke gets there, and they're going to open up the cabin, and it's going to be Locke.
Creepy.
What do you think?
No. Big N-O.
All right. I think it could happen.
I'm going to say no.
I'll say it could happen.
I'm going to win the tally.
Well, big deal. It's all about winning. Go ahead and read your email so I can interrupt you.
All right. Let's see. I still don't know about her. Whether...
What don't you know about? Don't you watch the show? What's your problem?
Is truly heartless, or if she tells Daniel to go back because she thinks somehow he'll undo things and she really won't have to shoot him. She did say last week for that for once she didn't know what was going to happen. Did anyone else notice that during the exchange with Charles Widmore, after Kate came out in the tent and puts away the fact that she is pregnant, finally Ellie said she first encountered Daniel when she was 17 years old. What? What parents in... sends their teenage daughter off to an island for an unknown amount of time to play army. I don't think this was Girl Scouts. This gives me all the more cause to wonder who was the group people we saw in the Jughead episode, especially since most of the group was very young, including Widmore. Well, you got to remember, maybe these people were born on the island
and
raised on the island.
Right, and also a lot of people have theorized that the reason Ellie knew so much is because she had Faraday's...
Notebook. Or journal.
Yeah,
and I think it's probably why she knew so much, and the journal could only go so far. And I mean, and as for the army, people always say, why are they playing army? They adapted the clothes and everything that the U.S. Army left there when they were doing Jughead.
Right. I agree with that, with what you said. I was just kidding about interrupting you. This one's from Amanda. This is a theory.
Okay.
As a sub starts...
That's wrong.
As a sub starts to dive below the surface, Kate tells Sawyer...
What else was going to dive below?
Kate tells Sawyer and Juliet that Jack is crazy and is going to detonate the hydrogen bomb.
Mm-hmm.
The camera pans around and Rose and Bernard are sitting behind Kate in their Dharma jumpsuit. I like this email already. It's the final. It's the final. Time for Rose and Bernie to show
finale.
Up again. It's a no, it says final. I'm sorry. It does say finale. Finale. Time for Rose and Bernard. Will you leave me alone? Time for Rose and Bernard to show up again. Rose says, what? That boy? Talking about Jack. We can't leave this. We can't leave now. Sub driver, turn this sub around right now. When he refuses to comply, she grabs him by the ear and twists it until he submits. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Amanda. So what do you think? That Rose and Bernie are on the sub, and we didn't see them, but they're in their Dharma jumpsuits.
That's your last hope. Star Wars is a new hope. This is Jack, the last hope.
Jack, the last hope.
All right.
I think Jack is ready to check out. And when I say Jack, I'm speaking of myself.
Okay.
That a little better?
Yeah, a little bit.
Man, it's like the third week in a row I've said something that just...
I think put this one at the end of the show because it's just so funny.
Well, if you listen to it, it's not meant to be, but it's adult.
Anyway, all right. So what do you say getting the next set of calls here?
I'd say we do it because
all right, here we go.
I'm just losing it.
Hi, Jane Jack. It's Flick from California. I just thought about Daniel's journal. We know his mother gave him the journal at his Oxford graduation, which, according to Lostopedia, this is spring of 1994. And we know that he took that journal with him to the island when he returned on the boat in December 2004. So we can reasonably assume that he's had the journal for 10 years. So I think it would be fair to say that most research scientists would keep many volumes of notes that over the course of 10 years would fill up many journals. So I'm not really sure how, but I think at some point during those 10 years, Daniel knew this journal would play a major role in his time-traveling destiny, and therefore only wrote the most important aspects of time travel rules, theorems, ideas, etc., into this one place. So it therefore becomes the Bible of time travel, in a way, and will guide Faraday and those he will come to meet. That's sort of my thought about the journal, that there's more to it. I love the podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Todd from Orlando. I just wanted to say that I just finished watching the Ace of Cakes episode where they made the cake for the 100th episode of Lost, and it was really cool, and Jorge was on, and Josh was on, and they all had little pictures of that, little stick figures of them, and they had a suitcase and the computer and an island, and like the luggage tag says Jacob on it, and it was very, very cool, and you guys should not miss that episode. All right, thanks, guys. Love what you do. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Marcus calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Just a couple questions, kind of related. Wondered if you guys thought that we will see Walt in season 6. I think him and Locke, you know, still have their bond, even though we haven't seen Walt in a while. But I'm kind of wondering if maybe, you know, we'll see him next season. Maybe it's, you know, one of the pieces of the puzzle of why Locke, you know, is so confident. And I guess my second question is kind of related to Walt, but do you think we are going to see Vincent again? I kind of miss him, and I think he's a vital part to the island. So those are my questions. Love the podcast. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
We haven't seen Vincent since we've seen Rose and Bernard.
Yeah, it's since
has it been
season,
that has
right?
it been that long?
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's like they both have the same contract.
Two episodes a season.
That's right. Walt, I'm not sure. I think that I don't think he. They have some bond, but that meeting they had this season, I don't think Walt believed what Locke was saying about his dad. About mm-hmm. remember how his dad? I think Walt knew that Locke was lying.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'll see him again.
I'd really like, I mean, I don't know if it happened, but I'd really like for Walt's character to return to the island, because it's just, Michael's resolve was just, it wasn't good enough for me.
It was horrible.
And I think they need to bring Walt back and resolve more of that story.
Give us something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Todd, you cannot miss that episode of Ace of Cakes.
We did.
I forgot all about it. We watched.
Hopefully they rerun it. But yeah, I totally forgot.
I completely forgot. We were watching the. I know people get mad when we say this. BSG. I finally watched the final.
What do you think of the miniseries? The whole miniseries.
I like it. Yeah. I think it's good. I know people are gonna send hate mail because some people don't like it. But stop talking about it. But but you know, it's just. I liked it. I thought it was good. But I wish I would have seen the Ace of Cake episode, because I've been had it written down the whole time. And
yep.
As you can see today, I'm not all there, so what are you going to do? And then Flick, that Daniel's journal plays an important part, that he wrote all the information.
The Bible of time travel.
The Bible of time travel. I like it. I think that Faraday is smart enough to know that he probably keep that.
Yeah, I mean, I think like most people, they have, I don't know, I mean, they have like, there's certain like specific journals or whatever, and ones that have like their best ideas, and that's yeah. probably like, that's his, you know, Hall of Fame book.
You know, good ideas. My best ideas are written back in, you know, a fortune cookie little thing.
Uh-huh.
Right on the back of a fortune.
All
cookie.
Of them are just one.
One little thing. Yeah. My best ideas. Do a podcast. Yeah, it's written right on there.
All right. You ready for Lost Tweet Pack?
Yes, let's get to Lost Tweet Pack.
All right, here we go. All right, some Lost Tweet Pack.
Went back to the birds, huh?
From Twitter at twitter.com/JandJack. Follow us on Twitter. Once again, at twitter.com/JandJack. And if you want to get your thoughts on Lost Tweet Pack, just at Jay and Jack with your lost thoughts.
You know, Oprah Winfrey has 900,000 already.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher has like 1,200,000.
She just started, though.
I know. She's Oprah. But I did see we have more than Debbie Gibson, so.
Woo, more than Debbie Gibson, yeah. Huh? Cool. I'm almost at 800.
Are you now?
And I'm up to 10 tweets.
I don't think you deserve those 800 followers.
I'm getting into it.
All right, here we go. First one is from...
The birds have to keep going?
Sorry, I'll turn it down. Hold on. There you go. You
now, I like birds. Uh-huh. I even feed... I feed the birds, but...
Tuppence a bag? All right, here we go.
You're just not my favorite today.
I'm sorry. You're not easy to throw off of those. This is just, it's interesting.
It's been one of those. I took some cold medicine today because I got a little bit of a cold, and I think it's messing with my mind.
Now you're gonna start seeing birds flying around.
It's been one of those.
Oh man. All
right. So I have to go ref too. Right.
We got to do this in 5 minutes. Yep. So first one is from Avsa. If Locke got the compass from Richard, and he got it from John 30 years earlier, who built the compass in the first place?
You mean who made the compass?
Yeah.
Coleman?
That's a good question. I mean,
I don't know.
If Locke gave it to Richard to give the
lock
that gave it to Richard.
Where
was it born from?
Well, wasn't that one of the items that Richard gave Locke the first time when young Locke? Was a knife?
Wasn't a knife
compass a...
Richard gave the compass to Locke, right?
A hairpiece?
Richard gave the compass to Locke, right? So then Locke gave that compass to Richard.
Right.
And then Richard gave the compass back to Locke. Where did it start from?
From the Black Rock.
But how? If Locke gave Richard the compass?
Wow, that's a good one. You're asking me that today?
It's a good question. I mean,
that's a great question. Where
does it come from?
I don't know.
All right, so
I don't have an answer for you.
Sitar Adamus.
I still think that Richard and Charles are the same person.
Sitar Adamus. They are not huts or tents. They are yurts, traditional homes of nomadic Mongolians and hippies.
Yurts.
Yurts. Y-U-R-T-S.
Is that like a breath mint?
No.
No?
No, it's called certs.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Angela LB. Have you noticed that Juliet has been wearing a very red shirt? Mm. They're not hitting at something, are they? I hope not.
It is, but Hurley's also been wearing a red shirt. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Could Juliet be toast?
Well, she'll be definitely burnt muffins. All right.
That was a charity laugh, by the way.
This one's from Sue Ciarmilio. I don't think Locke is going to kill Jacob. He doesn't have it in him. Who has he killed? He needed Sawyer to kill his dad.
That's true.
This is new Locke.
He killed Naomi.
Yeah.
So.
Now he can kill?
He can kill. We know he has his knife, right?
Yeah.
And I there was a tweet back. Someone said that he did have blood on his shirt. I watched the second time. He did have blood on his sleeve. So, yes, when he was carrying the boar.
Yeah. Yep.
So. Wrong again. Wrong again.
Oh, man. But anyway, so thank you for those tweetbacks, and you can follow us on twitter.com/JandJack. Get the latest updates on what Jack and I are doing and all the web stuff that we do. And also, I like to sometimes give the Monday show a little bit early for the Twitter followers.
Special treat for you tweeters.
And see what's going on in our lives in general.
I don't know if this episode would be a special treat, though.
Just be something.
Just saying.
All right, so Jack.
Oh, you can follow me on Crackpot Jack.
Yeah, at Crackpot Jack, or you can follow me at Luke Vank.
Oh, before we go on, just give a quick count on the dude count, because the dude count's been all over the place because I double duded that 1 week, and it's just been crazy. And I forgot a dude from the week before, and so this is the dude count.
This is the dude.
The official dude count.
Okay.
Is 40.
40.
Now I confirmed this with a couple of other people that have been keeping track of the dudes with me. And so that's the dudes. It's 40 dudes. He said 40 dudes this season.
Okay.
And we'll have it all. I don't know if we'll do it on Thursday's episode because there's going to be so.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot on Thursday.
A lot on Thursday. So we'll have the next Monday's episode. We'll have all the correct information and you'll find out. You can win the two prizes, a brain friendly guide.
Okay.
Something I could use, Head First Algebra by Tracy Pollen and Dan Pollen.
That's Pallone.
Pallone. Yeah. All right. And then also Mark Orminer. I keep messing up
Orominer,
his name.
Yeah.
The Myth of Loss. You can get that on Amazon.com.
All righty.
I don't know why I'm talking like that, but you can get it on Amazon.com.
All right.
All right. So those are the two prizes for the top three people. Hopefully you're in it. Hopefully you didn't cheat like Jay.
I'm number one, baby.
Was
I knocked out of number one?
You still might be number one.
All right. So ready to close the show?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday. Collective Skull, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
206-309-0311. Call anytime with last questions, comments, and or theories. Also, check us out at twitter.com/JandJack. for all the latest updates on what Jay and Jack are doing.
Jack's going to go rest. Jack needs a break.
And also, send us an email to lostpodcast at
gmail.com.
That's lostpodcast at gmail.com. This week's Lost Vidcast at Nudia.tv. We'll have our first video entrance for the Hugo Cup Award for the biggest Lost fan of the year.
And they're both pretty good.
They're both pretty good. So check those out at Nudia.tv on the latest Vidcast, Lost Vidcast, and see what you're up against if you want to win.
You have May 31st. Send the videos in.
Send the video in, yes.
And then we'll announce the winner sometime in June.
Yes.
And it's a valuable prize.
It's the Hugo Cup. Legendary yes. Hugo Cup right. Award.
It's been to Hawaii.
Hawaii.
All right. Did I say Hawaii?
I think so. I don't know. And also, check out jayandjack.com for all
important information.
And also...
That's where I'm going to post the article for Eric Lane. I think I'll put it under questions or comments or show news. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I'll find something to put it on there.
And I have a request from a friend, Bobby and Brian. Check out the Fanboy Remix podcast, which will have me on there. We're recording tonight,
so it's gonna have you on there. Yeah. And now you're telling people to.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see it.
But
I don't see people wanting it on iTunes. I don't see people wanting to check it out.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
Because of you.
But they're a little long though. Their shows are like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Much.
Too much for you.
Too much for me.
Too much to download.
Yeah. Much to listen to. No, I'm just kidding. They're a lot of fun. So, anywho, you ready to get out of here?
Yeah, I'm going to have my A game on Wednesday. My goal is not to make any mistakes. And like I said, I joked earlier about the 1941, 1931. Uh-huh. And I've actually come up with today's title for today's episode.
Yes, you have.
And I usually it's all Jay. I think I've come up with like two or three. But this one is directed at me, from me, from you.
Oh, man.
For anyone who sent it in. But yes. Like I said, We know we make mistakes sometimes, and you know,
nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect, but everyone was pretty cool about it. But I apologize.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
All right.
I think Jack is ready to check out. Yeah. Meaning Jack me. You gotta edit that out.